So I'm now with Yannis Sārts, who is the director of the NATO Strategic Communications Centre of Excellence here in Latvia. I imagine this must have been a fairly stressful couple of days for you organising the conference, but it seems to have gone quite well.
Well, of course, I'm very subject to judge in that. But yes, I think we've managed to make everybody to have a peek into the future as it is evolving and how much change we are going to see and how that affects national security, how that affects the way we should consider the regulation of our kind of processes, how we should consider protection of our societies, and also, of course, what does it mean from a military perspective. But one thing is clear, the change is going to be bigger and bigger, and our ability to adapt to that change will be increasingly challenging. And that is what is going to cause a lot of strain, both within the society, in between different countries, and on a global stage.
At the beginning of the conference, in your opening comments, you kind of urged the participants to have an open mind and to be open to dialogue and to maybe challenging preconceived notions. Has there been anything over the last 2 days that has particularly struck you or caused you to think again or have second thoughts about something?
Well, I kind of liked this morning where there was this idea of some technologies being inherently authoritarian, kind of almost suggesting the power that is corrupting anybody who can have a hold on that power, which I thought was an interesting way to consider. I'm probably not fully kind of in the same line, but I recognize that comes from a person that lives every day in China. And I value that thought from that perspective. And I think that we all should pause and think about it, because you might have like the kind of an element within some of the technologies that very much kind of talk to the darker side of a human rather than the brighter side of a human.